Hello. This is Ame After Dark, and I am going to be recording a script titled Your Best Friend is a Succubus. This script was written by Celestial Bepsy. Let's begin. Hey. Sorry for showing up without much notice. Yeah, I know that I look pretty anxious. I'll tell you why inside. I'm going to need you to not do anything rash when I tell you this, okay? Can you promise me that? I guess that's what I expected. You need to know what I'm going to say before you know how you'll take it. This is going to be harder than I thought. Look, I'm sick. It's permanent, and chances are I'll be unable to get out of the house much for the rest of my life. There's two ways I can potentially get rid of this, and I refuse to use one option. And the other is something I have no control over. What am I sick with? Well, it's not actually a traditional sickness, per se. It's not even really a sickness. That's just the best analog I have for it. It's hard to explain without telling you certain things that you might not believe or might scare you. You promise you'll give me a chance to explain myself? Okay. Well, just keep your eyes on me. And there we are. You should be able to see everything now. My horns, my wings, my tail, all of it. So, I'm a succubus. Thanks for not running off or getting scared. It means a lot. I get that our reputation is really bad, so I'm guessing you have some questions. But first, I owe you an explanation for what I told you before. The fact that I'm sick. You see, succubi need to feed to live normal lives. Feeding on romantic and sexual energy is something we need to do to use magic. But just being alive steadily consumes some of it. And I've chosen not to feed anymore. There will come a time where I won't have any magic left. And I'll be alive, but my succubus features will become visible to everyone if that happens. Which makes it incredibly risky to leave my home. I get that we have a reputation for stealing the souls of those we sleep with. Or coaxing them into bed against their will. But the former is just a myth, and the latter is illegal for us to do due to both underworld and human law. We do feed on energy from other people, though. It's not a harmful process. It only leaves the person we feed from a bit tired if we take too much energy. But having sex just to look normal is not a life I want to live. I realize it'll be hard to find anyone to be around. And getting food may be harder too. But I can. I have enough money that it shouldn't be an issue. and I'll find a way to make things work. My view on having sex has not always been so gloom. I mean, I slept around a lot in college, particularly because of my appetite, but also by choice. But now, I realize I don't want casual sex. And as far as I know, there's no one who loves me romantically. So I've just decided to let the lack of energy leave me looking like this. There are other things I could do. I could go live in the underworld, but it's not a great place. And I've heard living conditions there are hell. Not to mention the stigma that gets placed on succubi who choose not to feed or can't. I'd much rather be here and stuck at home than there and able to move around freely. Besides, there are people here, like you, that are too precious to me to leave behind. Come here. I realize it's a lot at once. It's not like you wouldn't get to see me at all. It's just that I can't exactly go out like this when most humans find out what we are. We tend to get killed for it. Plus, there's the fact that exposing magic can be super dangerous. But again, I would rather stay safe at home than sleep around just to live normally. I suppose I did say that there was a way I could get rid of this issue that's out of my hands. There's one person I love romantically. And if they feel the same way that I do about them, then they could provide romantic energy to me. But honestly, the chances that they'd want me after telling them about all of this have to be zero. I mean, I'm not all that great a person. And if you put the fact that I'm a succubus on top of that, there's no way someone would stick around. Wait. Why do I feel fed? You're not getting aroused by all of this, right? Yeah, of course not. But that means you love me. You love me. Actually? I don't know what to say. After so long of wanting to ask you, of wanting to tell you all of this, and you love me? I'm so happy. I just never thought that you would feel the same, or if you did, that I'd have to hide myself from you, or have to leave as you age, and I don't. I mean, that last one could be hard. That's a while down the line. And now that you know about all of this, there's no harm in telling you about the bonds between humans and succubi. So, there is a system in place through which a human and a succubus can bond themselves together. It's meant solely for romantic partnerships. And it allows both the human and succubus to live for about a half of a succubus lifespan. So about 1,000 years, averaging their lifespans. It can also be dangerous, since it ties them together. It means if one dies, then the other dies as well. And it allows the human to use succubus magic at the cost of needing to feed just a little bit to keep any demonic features they develop hidden. But that's usually not a problem, since the love between them can provide them more than enough energy. You want that? That's how much you care about me? I don't know what to say. I love you. And if that's what you want, then we can do that. But we should at least give it a little more time, so that we can both be certain it's what we want. I'm sorry that I worried you so much earlier, saying that I was going to have to hide myself and that I was probably putting myself in danger by doing that. I think I came here because I thought that maybe you'd feel like this. Maybe I subconsciously already knew it. When I feed, I can't tell what the energy is coming from. But everything makes a little more sense now. Since I almost always felt better when I was around you, I thought that was just my own feelings for you making me feel better. But I guess that I was wrong. And I'm very happy that I was. Can we just cuddle for a bit? Thanks. I love you. Now that I know how you feel about me, I'll be here with you for as long as you want me to be. I have a feeling the next 1,000 years will be so much sweeter with you by my side.